kumutima Matista crying everyday nesindi kwa siwa Anzanga onse mesi lurutina na kwa siwa Rimanu kamsumia pese kana nkasi wina Mapempelo na yesa kumambuye sandi yanga Matista Gostam is the best tuza kocha weka Is head do your cry zikulila leka Yokita happy alupela you you are on it Kazuba kama walangwe after the storm kasanika Is a promise keeping God vea kama vifitika Blessings from blessings madari so achifika It's a groundbreaking celebration pansi patili
Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund. Keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Opposition parties in Western Province suffer major setback. Human Rights Commission urges information holders to fully comply with Access to Information Act. In international news, plot to kill Burkina Faso leader foiled. And in sports, Zambia faces Ghana in 2026 AFCON draw CAF futsal. And other news in detail. Opposition political parties in Western Province have suffered a major setback following the defection of 47 members to the ruling United Party for National Development, UPND, in Mongu Central Constituency. The defections were announced during a colourful event at the UPND Party Secretariat in Mongu, where senior figures from several opposition parties formally joined the governing party. Among those who defected are Citizens First Provincial Chairlady Loveness Chingumbe, her Vice Chairperson Utakele Maluke, and other party officials. The Patriotic Front PF also lost key members, including Provincial Chairlady Namatama Kafuma and Secretary for Women's Affairs Agatha Kamiji. The Socialist Party was equally affected, with Provincial Chairlady Nama Kayombo leading a group of members into the UPND. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Western Province UPND Media Team Coordinator Spooky Mulemwa says the mass defections reflect increasing confidence in the leadership of President Hailemariam Desalegn and the UPND government. Mr. Mulemwa noted that the enactment of the Bill 7 has played a significant role in attracting members from opposition parties as it promotes inclusive governance by creating opportunities for women, youths and persons with disabilities. Welcoming the new members, Western Province UPND Chairperson Kapelwa Mbangweta encouraged them to fully integrate into party structures and actively participate in strengthening the party ahead of the 2026 general elections. Now, a member of the public has commended the government for introducing the free education policy, as it is ensuring vulnerable children, especially in rural areas, access education. Mr. Alfred Piri has also advised citizens to get rid of the notion that government teachers are underqualified, as the government only recruits teachers on merit. He has noted that the challenges of free education will be addressed as time goes on, noting that the government has been solving these problems.
In urban areas, you may not see the importance or the impact of free education, but when you go in rural areas, that's where you appreciate this free education. So for me, I want to commend the government for introducing free education, and we know that this free education, it has come with its own challenges. We can't run away from it. Over enrollment, it's there, and the government is aware. Shortages of desks, it's there. We understand, and the government is not sleeping. Government is doing something to ensure that desks are provided in all the schools across the country. Computers are being donated in schools so that learners are exposed to ICT lessons. Imagine if we allow schools to be charging our learners. How many of our children will be deprived? If there is an institution which believes in quality, it is the government. Mm-hmm. When government is recruiting teachers, they are recruiting qualified teachers.
Meanwhile, another citizen, Ms. Jessie of Lusaka, has stated that the free education has made the education to be compromised. She notes that most pupils have become dull as they do not have one-on-one teachings with their teachers due to overcrowding in classes. She has since advised the government to work on the economy to enable parents to afford private schools.
Education is never compromised.
Mm-hmm.
In as much as we appreciate free education,
there
is no doubt that we want to be for free. After all, we are going to be able to get the quality of education that we acquire. Kitu watita appreciate. Awe, free education ni yo yini. Lero watita improve. Ala anande mewe pia chine, na baba kopo. Gusulu mwano chwe lako, haya mkusambili. Na teko wati, ngatai shive, uko verenga ni chivuko po wama na wame. Hey, that's why I did kuskulu. Haya mkusambili la. Kwa baba ndo wa fialu wa fena idea, wisdom ya kwe wati, haya mkubika profeka nore jai. Kwa tiba na wala master learners, chati watu wali la kuskulu, kwa mkushita kwa ya education. No mbaya, pilu wa kuskulu, mla nduwa quality of education, yo wale sita provide. Come have a solution. You have to buy your economy.
The Ministry of Information and Media says the government has made significant progress in addressing safety concerns in Kawambwa with the Luongo Bridge nearing completion. Ministry of Information and Media Director Spokesperson Henry Kapata says the initiative was prompted by a tragic incident in March 2025 where workers lost their lives while crossing the Luongo River using unsurfed boards, and in response, President Hakainde Hichilema directed the construction of the bridge to prevent similar occurrences. Mr. Kapata says the project includes a 40-meter bridge and 6.5 kilometers of road upgraded to bitumen standard, enhancing safety and accessibility for workers, farmers and traders in the Luena farm block and surrounding communities. He says as Kawambwa emerges as a key center for commercial and mechanized agriculture, this infrastructure development underscores the government's commitment to ensuring safe and reliable access to workplaces, affirming that every Zambian deserves safe passage regardless of location. The Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation has reported steady progress in restoring water supply to Lundazi District following the shutdown of the Eastern Water and Sanitation Company water treatment plant due to flash floods. The water treatment plant was submerged on the 30th of December 2025 after flash floods affected parts of Lundazi District, disrupting access to clean water for residents. In response, the Ministry, in collaboration